Lieutenant Doyle Peck of Cache County's jail division says it's hard to find nurses who are willing to work in a jail.
What we have found in our facility is it's been difficult to continue to hire medical staff, mainly just for the fact that most people who go into nursing don't go into nursing to work in a jail or a prison. They go into nursing to work at a hospital. So we were finding it difficult to recruit people, to keep people.
Because of this, he says, the jail is working to move toward contracted care and has called for proposals from companies. In the meantime, the full-time nursing staff has resigned, leaving the jail with only part-time nurses, with help from Bear River Mental Health Department to fill the gaps and a doctor who holds a clinic once a week, which they hope to increase to twice a week. Within the next 2 to 3 months, he says they expect to have round-the-clock medical care available. This shortage was brought up during Heidi Rutke's trial. Rutke said that deputies had been giving her medication instead of nurses, and that they'd gotten it wrong. Peck says that though deputies have at times had to do MedPass, distributing medications to prisoners, it's very unlikely that they could have gotten Rutke's medication wrong.
We're working to have our pharmaceutical group help us with MedPass. We're working with the Bear River Health Department to do MedPass. But because our full-time medical staff all left us at once, there have been a couple of times to where deputies have had to give her medication. Now, when I say that, what I mean by that is a doctor has already prescribed the medication to her and said what medications she should receive, which med pass. All the deputies are doing is giving it to her so she can take it.
He says that despite the jail's shortage of nursing staff, they'll provide the best care possible to Rutke.
If they decide they want us to keep her, we will make sure that the doctor is well aware of her and he will take care of her, and we'll make sure that we do our absolute best to keep her to a good level of competency, because we don't want to see that go away. State spent too much time and money getting her to where she needs to be.
Judge Wilmer did not proceed with sentencing on Monday. Rutke will stay in the Cache County Jail until she returns to court in August. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.